You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
During 2020, as lockdowns began, New Zealand's domestic online consumption of clothing and footwear grew by 46%. Estimates from previous years showed hundreds of kilos of textile waste is sent to the landfill every year by both consumers and producers. Last year on News Talk ZB podcast discussing fashion wastage, it was reported that annually per person we each send 44 kgs worth of textiles to the landfill. I spoke with the founder of Make Good, Jacinda Fitzgerald, to discuss clothing wastage and how sustainable companies have been developing slow fashion strategies. Could you discuss the action-based focus of companies such as Make Good?
So Make Good is a sustainability consultancy offering services to a range of different businesses and sectors on sustainability strategy and improving procurement practices. So I work through Make Good, I work with different organisations. One of my clients is Mindful Fashion New Zealand, which is an industry organisation for the fashion and textiles industry here, with a mission really to unite the industries to create an innovative, full circle and thriving future. So we are all about how can we create and build sustainable development within the clothing and textiles industry in New Zealand. I also work with companies on greenhouse gas inventories and reporting and developing sustainability policies around procurement and sourcing. So things like improving the impact of the materials that they're sourcing, for example, how they manage their climate and waste impacts, how they create positive social impact in their supply chains and in the production of their products. So predominantly working with businesses and organisations that create products and helping them do that in a much more sustainable way.
So what makes a good product design for a sustainable fashion piece?
It really needs to start right at the design stage, and it needs a life cycle approach. So you need to really think about the entire life cycle of the product that you're making right at the design stage and design in that life cycle. So you're choosing materials based on the best input material, the best material to give it a good long life, and then the best material to create positive impact at the end of its life. So whether that is a material that goes back to nature and back into the earth, or whether that's a material that can be circulated and go back into creating a new material. So it's really taking a holistic and life cycle approach to designing a product. So all stages are considered. Some things that are really important and specifically for a sustainable fashion piece are around durability. And so that's durability of the materials. So they have, you know, they've been created in a way that they can give you a long life, but also durability of the design. So a design that isn't really high fashion seasonal, because, you know, you're wanting something that you can have in your wardrobe for many years, and you don't want it to feel out of date really quickly because you're less likely to wear it for longer. So it's really around designing for durability and designing for the full life cycle of a garment. Another really important point that I will just say there is, when companies are talking about design, it's thinking about the system that their clothing is moving in. And so often with companies, they will design the product, but they might then also need to design how that product is going to go out to consumers, how they're going to communicate the features of that product to consumers, and then communicate getting that product back to enable this circular life of the product to happen. So it's really a system-wide approach that is needed to create a sustainable piece.
And in relation to that, on the Make Good website, it discusses closing the gap between residual waste and recycling. How do you help companies and consumers do that?
It's really about education. So education for consumers and for companies. And they're two sort of quite separate things. So for the businesses, it's about designing products so that they can be recycled. At the moment, a lot of garments in particular in the fast fashion arena are not designed for that purpose. And so there's no pathway for them to go into at the end of their life. They're often designed in a low quality way, and so the fabrics are made in a low quality way and the construction is low quality, so they don't last very long, and the person that buys them might get a few wears out of them and then ends up throwing them out because they start to fall apart. So it's really closing that gap of designing a product to have a longer life so it doesn't become waste so quickly, and then designing that pathway for it to avoid landfill and actually stay in use for as long as possible, and then have a pathway to be recycled, whether that, as I said earlier, is back into nature and back into the earth if it's a compostable material, or whether that's back into some sort of more technical process of recycling. With consumers, I'll just add there, it's really, again, about education and education in terms of what to look for when you buy something, so what makes a durable product, and then education around how to care for things, how to repair things in order to, you know, make sure that they do have as long a life as possible with you. So it's about sort of educating to buy responsibly and use responsibly.
And in terms of distribution of fast fashion, how is this harmful to the environment?
It's really interesting. Over the last 20 years, the volume of production of fashion has doubled, virtually doubled, and the utilisation, which is the amount that we wear our clothes, has halved. And so we've got this real low-cost model happening. Clothes are coming to the market really quickly, really cheaply. In order for these clothes to get to the market so cheaply, corners are getting cut in the production process. And so, you know, the actual true cost, it's a bit of a cliche, but the true cost of the garment is not really on the price tag of the garment. The true cost is actually being worn by the environment, where it might be made in countries where they have very limited environmental regulation, and so the environment is exploited, or, you know, borne by people in the supply chain where they're paid poverty level wages, they have no social security or any benefits of employment. And so, you know, they're harmful to the environment and also harmful to society as well. Some of those things, in terms of specifics around harmful to the environment, the fashion industry is responsible for between 4% and 10% of global carbon emissions. So that's globally. That's a huge contributor to emissions, and that comes through the way fabrics are manufactured, through the freight for shipping fabrics from one country to another to be processed, and then another country to be made, and then back to the country of design, and then sent to a consumer potentially in another country. So there's a lot of logistics of things getting shipped around the world to different countries. So, you know, emissions are happening in that freight section as well. A lot of manufacturing of materials and garments happens in countries where they rely on coal fire power to run their electricity supply. And so, you know, there's emissions happening at every stage of the supply chain. So that's one huge contributor to harming the environment. Another really big one is waste. And we've sort of touched on it in terms of, you know, closing that gap between waste and recycling and what does a sustainable piece look like. At the moment, something like 80% of the clothes that are bought end up in landfill. And sometimes that happens, you know, after 2 or 3 wears. So we have this huge volume of clothing going into landfill and piling up and piling up. Meanwhile, we're drawing more and more resources from the earth to create more clothes, and then we're just throwing them away. So there's this really unsustainable model of taking all these resources, making clothes, wearing them a few times and tossing them out. So there's harm at all stages to the environment of that, but waste is a really serious one. There are others as well, you know, the chemicals that are used in the dyeing and finishing of textiles is a serious concern. And that, you know, is polluting waterways and land and soil in a lot of countries where our textiles are manufactured. So that's, you know, that's a huge issue as well. So there's quite a number of environmental impact areas that fashion is having a significant impact on.
That was Make Good's founder, Jacinta Fitzgerald. I also spoke with Prasanna Nara, communications manager at Fair Good, regarding this issue. I started by asking what values do sustainable businesses such as Fair and Good hold?
We actually hold 8 values. So that is transparency, fair labour, gender equality, community, consistency, inclusivity, giving back, and eco-consciousness. Yeah, we believe that these values are really what make up ethical and sustainable brands. Although I would say that the main ones to focus on are transparency, fair labor, and of course, environmental impact.
Can you discuss transparency a little more, please?
Sure. So transparency basically means brands have to be open and honest about the way that they do business. So that could mean tracing their supply chains, their materials, monitoring worker rights, having audits wherever possible, and ensuring that the information is openly documented and accessible for anyone to see.
And how do fast fashion brands compromise these values?
Unfortunately, fast fashion brands compromise on all of these values. Transparency is one of the biggest issues with fast fashion because most companies don't disclose information about how or where their clothes are made. So it's particularly complex with the fashion industry because there's so many different tiers of production. So with tier one, you have your cut, make, trim, manufacturing and assembly factories. Then there's tier two, which covers fabric production facilities like fabric mills, leather tanneries. Tier three includes textile processing facilities. So that's where yarn is spun, knitted, weaved. And then at tier four, we have raw material suppliers. So that's cotton farms, wool shearing facilities, and processing plants where crude oil is turned into synthetic fibers. So I think it's important to kind of think of the fast fashion supply chain as a web rather than a linear chain. It's so complex and it's so interconnected, which is why it's really easy to hide exploitation and overlook fair practices. Sometimes the brands themselves have no idea where their clothes are made, and that's really part of the issue. I think the whole fast fashion model in itself is a very unsustainable one, because it's just not possible to create that many new clothes without flouting environmental standards and worker rights. So right now there are more than 75 million workers in the global fashion industry, 80% of whom are women living below the poverty line. So when these women are unable to provide for themselves or for their children, they're just trapped in a cycle of poverty, and that means their kids miss out on an education. It makes it easier for them to be exploited through human trafficking, forced labor, forced marriages. And then, of course, there's the environmental side of things, and that's where fast fashion fails us too, using just so many resources to create the large scale of clothing that they create. You know, if you look at a single cotton t-shirt, that takes about 27,000 liters of water to produce. And a lot of our clothing today is made from polyester, which is basically produced from oil. And that takes up to 200 years to decompose. So if you imagine that all the polyester that has ever been made is still around today, and that's decomposing in our landfills.
As you mentioned, some of the producers aren't even aware of where their clothes are being made. What can consumers do to look out for sort of unethical brands? Are there any little pointers that might show them that this may not be an ethical brand?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always important to start by asking who made my clothes and, you know, really looking at whether a brand discloses who their garment workers are, where their factories are based. Next, that means looking at the price of a garment as well. So if a t-shirt is costing $10 or $5, chances are they're not paying their workers enough, because that's just not sustainable for them to pay for their materials and make a profit without cutting costs somewhere. Another thing people can do is look at the materials their clothes are made of. So what kind of fiber is being used? Is it mostly synthetic fibers? Are there toxic dyes involved? Most garments are made from mixed materials, so it's important to check that if a garment says that it's made from organic material, organic cotton, what percentage of that is organic, what percentage is recycled. And one of the most important things is looking to see whether a brand acknowledges the issue of overproduction, because that's really a big issue with fast fashion. So how many new collections are really being released every year? How many garments are being made? How many sales are they promoting? Part of ethical fashion means slowing down designing clothes for longevity and making sure that your garments can be worn many times in many different ways. So I would say for the consumer, it's really about considering the impact of your purchase. First of all, thinking, do I really need to buy something new? And if you feel like you really want to, checking to see that the clothes you're buying are aligned with your values.
And is there a social impact of consumer purchases?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, so many workers right now are not being paid by large fast fashion brands. So the social impact is huge. And I think that it's important to consider whether there's fair treatment given to the workers, whether they are being paid a living wage. And a lot of brands, you know, only now they're really disclosing information like that, but even still, that there's still a long way to go. And I think that means asking brands sometimes where their products are being made, who it's being made by. It's helpful to go and, you know, you could try to look at a brand's website to see if they have information like that. But of course, that means sometimes coming across greenwashing. But yeah, I think it's really about checking to see if the brands themselves are transparent about their supply chain and how fairly that supply chain is being treated.
That was Fair and Goods Communications Manager Prasanna Nara discussing sustainable production of fashion items.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.